everyone. This is the morning program on Kirk Radio. I'm Judy. I'm hoping we spend a wonderful morning. 朋友们，也许呢，幽默滑稽的鸡叫声把你从梦中唤醒了吧？那就来到可可电台的早间节目，我是大家的好朋友 Julia， 希望在此和大家度过一个美好的清晨。A thing goes in the early morning is worth 2 hours in the evening. Yes, dear right. This morning I would like to share a new expression with you. It usually means I keep secrets well, what's it? Let's listen to the simple situational dialogue first, and I'm sure you can find it.
Who was your big date with last night?
It's a secret. I'm not one to kiss and tell.
Now, have you spotted it? It is, I'm not one to kiss and tell. A person says it to indicate to can be trusted. It's like saying in Chinese, 我不是一个背信弃义的人，或者是我不是一个泄露秘密的人。Here to kiss and tell is a main phrase which means a secret goes around. 这的关键短语是 kiss and tell.意思是四处传播秘密。All right, so much for the explanations to this expression. And now I'm wondering if you really got it. Let's put it into practice. Today's practice is much more difficult than before. But come on, do challenge it. 今天的学以致用是一个大的挑战。Please make a situation dialogue with all the expressions we've learned in this period according to my suggestive situation. 公司的一份文件的内容只有 Mike 和 Jane 知晓，但却被公之于众。Mike 认为是 Jane 传出去的，于是 Mike 和 Jane 斗起嘴来了。好，请用我们前几期学过的表达方式来创作这个情景对话。这就是我先前说的大挑战。整个对话需要用我们前几期学过的表达方式，而且情景对话要切题。Engage hard and my suggestive dialogue will be given later. Now, have you done? Let's look at the following dialogue. These documents are confidential. Didn't I told you what your tongue's mom's word?Be nice, what's eating you today, Mike? Don't get me wrong, I didn't get this out in the open, my lips are sealed. But how can our discussion going around in whole company now, it just stay between us? Who knows, anyway I'm no one to kiss and tell, believe or not. Let's look at the key sentences in the dialogue, having a review or a summary. The first one is to watch your tongue, which means to be careful of what you're saying because you're saying bad things. The second one is, it's mom's word. This is usually said when something shouldn't be discussed. The third one is, what's eating you, it means what makes you so angry. The fourth one is, to get this out in the open, it means to make something public.The fifth one is, my lips are sealed. It's like promising to keep a secret. It's the same as saying, I won't tell anyone. The sixth one is, it's just stay between us. This means only you and I know. This is a way to see some information. It's very private. The last one is, don't get me wrong. It means you misunderstand me. Well, it's time to say goodbye to you. Thank you for your listening. See you next time.好，又要和大家说拜拜了。很高兴您的这次收听，不知道您是否度过了一个美好的清晨。好了，下次再见。